great to be Catholic because we get to do a lot of crazy things, like march around after Mass. The Old Testament reading shows us a lot of ritual. And sometimes we as Catholics get accused of having too much ritual. And I was like, just read the Old Testament. That's where it comes from. In the same way, Jesus gives a very explicit, detailed instruction about how to prepare for the Last Supper. And so I think the first thing to consider this evening is, how have you prepared? In the summertime, it's easy. We're running around on Sundays. It's nice. We have a later Mass. And do we just kind of wander in mindlessly? Or have we prepared? What we are going to experience at Mass, the Church teaches us, is the source and summit of our faith. It's a little different from the way I grew up. Growing up in a Protestant church, the source was really the scripture reading and the homily or the sermon. But for us as Catholics, it's really not what I'm doing now. And the good news is, what I can do, you can just kind of tune out. In fact, I'm going to try to be short because we're going to have a procession, because it's far more important that Jesus comes than what I have to say. And so if Jesus is the source and summit, how does your life revolve around it? Do you live like that is the case? We didn't have the Feast of Corpus Christi in the church until the year 1317, when Pope John the 22nd finally said for the universal church, this will be a feast. But it wasn't without debate, believe it or not. And saints like Thomas Aquinas, different mystics, even a Eucharistic miracle caused the church to say, we must have a feast, the Feast of Corpus Christi. And it wasn't until the Protestant Reformation that Eucharistic processions even became popular. We did them, but we didn't do them the way we're told to do them now. And why was it took the Protestant Reformation? Because they denied the real presence of the Eucharist. And so the people of the church said, we'll show you. We're going to all gather around and we're going to take our Lord out. We're going to take our Lord out. And so think about this tonight as we're processing with the Lord. Not only do we take the Lord under the appearance of bread out with us in the monstrance and we're going to pray a rosary, but we also have just received the Lord. Does that make a difference? Have you prepared well? Have you received well? And are you going to be sent forth well? Eucharist means thanksgiving. There's in this world so much that we're complaining about, so much that we're worried about, so many things that we're like, well, why are we doing that? Why are we doing this? And Jesus' instruction to us is to give thanks because he is present. So if we're going out, are we going out in thanksgiving? Are we going out with some other attitude? Also, Mass, it means to be sent. You're not invited to come here just to sit around here. Now, there is some beauty about being here, and we all gather for the Eucharist and for quiet prayer. But ultimately, we come to Mass to leave Mass, because we're sent out in thanksgiving to make a difference. And so as the Lord walks with us this evening, I'm going to highlight a homily that Pope Francis gave in 2016, actually for the priest of the sacred, I mean the Feast of the Sacred Heart, to the priest of the world. And we celebrate the Sacred Heart on Friday, by the way. It's a solemnity, so you don't have to do penance. Remember, at Fridays we do penance as Catholics, one of those other great things that we get to do. But this Friday you can eat meat if you don't eat meat on Fridays. And if you don't meet otherwise, don't start on Friday. How's that? All right. So he comes up with three quick words for priests, and I would like for all of us to consider that as we receive the Lord, as we process with the Lord, what are we doing? The first is this. He said, the Eucharist seeks out. Are we going to those people that need the Lord? Just because everyone supposedly knows about Christianity, doesn't mean that everyone knows about Jesus Christ. Have they met the Lord? Are we seeking out those hearts that need to meet the Lord and introducing individuals to Jesus, who is just alive today as he was on the Easter Sunday? He is risen. There is good news. We don't have to be mopey. We don't have to be depressed. We are people that give thanks because we have been saved. Secondly, the Holy Father includes this word, include. Are there individuals that are on our fringes that are part of our community? Are we inviting them? Are we meeting with them? Are we reaching out to them? Sometimes the people that need reaching out to or inclusion the most are the people that are closest to us, because too often we just take them for granted. Oh, you're here all the time. You must not need anything. So think about maybe those that are closest to you. Make sure they are included in the body of Christ. And finally, the Holy Father tells us to rejoice, to be full of joy. We're not going to go out tonight, even if it's a horrible thunderstorm, which I hope it isn't, by the way, that we're going to go out tonight joyful, because Jesus is risen. He comes to be with us. Till the end of the age, he's with us in the Eucharist, and we're going to be joyful. Are you joyful in your life? Are you rejoicing? That's important. We, as Catholics, get so much into a rut. We have something so valuable to us. And it seems like sometimes when you're close to things, you take them for granted. I myself take celebration of the Eucharist for granted. And I pray God to spare me from that, because it's just the thing that we do every day. And yet the Lord is saying, I love you enough that I will come to you every day. Do not take the Mass for granted. Remember that Jesus calls you not to just come and be here, but to receive him and to go together, to seek out the lost, to make sure that the family of God is together, and to rejoice that we've been given eternal life. So, brothers and sisters, I'm excited about our procession this evening. We'll be praying the rosary as we go. And so let us consider the Lord is among us. And because he is among us, there is a difference in living and what we do every day of our lives.